Yo, what's going on, guys? It's Underground Underdogs back with another show. I hope your Monday is going great. If you haven't followed Radio Laurier on Twitter, I'd recommend doing that. If you want to stay updated with everybody's shows and stuff like that, upcoming events. Today we're going to be covering a band from Whitby, Ontario called Protest the Hero. They're actually pretty popular in the metal scene. They've had a pretty good run, but today we're just going to cover their history, more than a couple songs of theirs, and we're just going to rock out. So I just wanted to start by saying this might not be your kind of music, but that's okay, because Underground Underdogs is all about discovering new artists and other things like that who you might not know, and, you know, genres that you might not have heard of. So we're going to start it off with some of their earlier stuff, and this, I would argue, is probably their most popular stuff, actually. We'll be playing a couple songs from an album called Kezia, which is, I believe, their first studio album that went that hit the charts and did very well. So if you're listening back there and you're ready for some metal, sit back, relax. We're going to kick it off with a song called Heretics and Killers. If you know Protest the Hero, you already know this song. Enjoy. Alrighty, so that was Heretics and Killers. We're going to kick it off with another couple of bangers here that are awfully famous if you know the band, and if you don't, these are some good places to start. I'm just going to play almost the rest of the album, actually, because this is, you know, technically speaking, from a metal perspective, you know, in the metal community, we would call this something that's very technically focused. If you've never heard of something called mathcore or something like that, I don't expect you to if you've never listened to metal. Pretty much mathcore is a breakdown of a style of metal, you know, how you have like metalcore, heavy metal, grindcore, death metal, all that kind of stuff. The instrumentals, yeah, go in time with the music, you know, you have 4/4 time and stuff like that, but the rhythm guitar, so not the lead guitar, the rhythm guitar, a lot of their focus is on consistently hitting notes over and over again like you would in like a math equation or something like that. And especially in the early days, they really tried to keep their guitar like nice and tight, and that's how they got famous in the mathcore community. I also can't believe I'm saying that. I'm talking about a genre of music called mathcore, and it's about heavy metal, so that's interesting. Anyways, we're going to kick it off with another song off of Kezia. I think I'm going to play Bury the Hatchet next, and then I'm going to play Blindfolds Aside, which, again, if you've heard Protest the Hero, you will definitely know. And then after that, I'll consider playing another one off this album, but we might move on. So if you're listening out there, sit back, relax. This is Bury the Hatchet.